Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. And today is another good day. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher show. I am Tim Aldridge. I should be very, very hungry today, but I am hungry in a sense. However, I just want you all, my listeners, to understand what's going on here. There's a reason why I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm fulfilling that purpose until, the time ends. Listen, I am here because for 200,000 years, say 2,600 years, something happened in the world. It's written in the world, it's a textbook, but because, of course, the world has been under sodomite attack. To read about some of that even in the Bible that they crafted. It's an overthrow of civilization period we are into, that started actively in the Bronze Age. All right? I've been a church boy, grew up in church. My parents are Christian. Well, my consciousness right now is that what brought the Bible into the world is because of something that happened in history. And so far, it has happened that I had the blueprint for this whole bunch of what do we call this? There's a name for this. Is that what it is? D-O-B-A-C-L-E? I'm not sure. There is a name for the situation I'm looking for. Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, I think I got it wrong. D-O-B. D-A-C-L-E. Let us see if I got it right. D-O-B-A-C-L-E, debacle. Oh, debacle. It's D-E-B. I have a way of misspelling stuff. I got to check them. Okay. Debacle. D-E-B-A-C-L-E. All right, let's see what this. Debacle is a sudden and ignominious failure. Fiasco. Failure, yes. Catastrophe, yes. Debacle. Yes, I want to get the right word so that somebody can understand. A mess, yes, that's right. This is one of the words that best describe the situation that happened into the world. Unfortunately, important things that happen in the world at the hands of living beings has got to, must be known. It is written in history, world history, I mean. I don't mean in the Bible. Disregard the Bible because we all grew up in the church in A.D. Anadam, and it's a bad era for the world. Look at what's going on, and nobody can stop what's going on. It is because a evil has been come out of the tombs of the white people, and the evil that bursts out, and they come physically out to destroy whatever is not under their sodomite, their view of what life is. No, they come out from their primate evolutionary beginning. And what I'm saying is, in our world is a textbook, but I have to confess that I grew up to Christian parents who did not have a world history textbook. The only book my parents had was a Bible. You know, and it shocks me now when I grow up and for a half a century, at least, I believe everything in the Bible. Why should I be subject to that? Why should any African hybrid people be subject to that? And the people who has nothing at all as contribution to civilization that is brought into the world. Why are we to wake up every day and see a Bible marked the Holy Bible? It is not. Okay, I'm trying to explain to you what my anger is. And I wish I can stay angry because what is fueling my anger keeps all foolishness out of from coming into my mind and let me waste some of my time trying to survive from the kind of evil that continues to plague the African people's mind. Well, I I am on this program for a reason, and it's to tell the truth, to tell and remind people what Israel says about civilization and about these white people who evolved over the past 3 to 4 million years by hominid species. It's the hominid species. Millions and maybe billions of people may hear what I am saying, and they don't have a rebuttal for what I'm saying. They do not have a rebuttal. And the reason why they don't have a rebuttal, what I'm saying in the world is through textbook. And my mind is not unnatural. So you can dump the Bible and its logic that tells so many people to walk by faith. Tell people to believe in sodomite thinking. And that was forced upon people who are born naturally to get an education and to understand the world. The Bible does not allow African ethnic people to do that, because something happened earlier on in life where there was time for certain things to take place, where the first animal human type had a lot of time, millions of years, to evolve. And in that time of evolution, where they develop a little higher sense than what they actually started out with, making stone tools. Remember what I tell you, it's World History textbook that you, university, college, and everything has. Why you don't know what I'm talking about? Maybe a large hearing of people out there never heard what I'm saying before. Well, I come from Jamaica, where the entire country, which usually be like 3 million years, and 3 million people. I understand it's a little less now, all right? A lot of things have been happening, and like the population down, it's as far as someone says to me. I am telling you that we have been raised up, unfortunately, why this is a fate, a destiny for these things to happen. But poor African people who in history does not come from anywhere that is uncivilized. Nowhere, there is nothing at all in World History textbook that says in any kind of way that African people as a whole, ethnic people, hybrid people, came from anywhere uncivilized. But the opposite is distinct about African people is that they came into Africa by a species called wise sapien 250,000 years ago. That's just the other day. And who was there before? To give you a glimpse, the wise sapien as our mother ancestor, that species did not talk, did not have speech, but like you have some wild animals or stuff like that out there, they're very, very smart, but they don't talk either. And dog, dogs and some other animals can be tamed to even hack in the movies. Dolphins are trained to entertain people. So don't think it's strange when you hear the first humanoid, started out as, you know, having primates looks. They don't look quite like we civilized people look, or even the white people them, the way they look today that we know under AD and Adam and the era. Over the past, you'd have to live further back 100,000 years ago to see what Homo erectus look what they look like. But something happened. Why you don't see the humanoid Homo erectus offspring, you don't see them looking like apes, like the way they started out earlier. And, you know, it's like you plant a tree. That tree is not going to change into another tree unless you engraft it. Well, when it's engrafted and you see it bear a fruit, that two different kind of trees bearing that one fruit, then you don't see the earlier fruit that tree bore all by itself. So is the hominid in history, my friends. You know why I'm talking about this? You know, it's like the white people are like the Titanic, the ship that they talk about. Celine Dion sing about the Titanic. Yeah, white people are just like the Titanic. They are heading for that thing out there that they're running into. That's the way it is. So what I'm talking about is species, a taxonomic energy that created different species. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm on this program. Okay? It's not a program like other programs in quality. Because I am to speak the truth as a man who grew up in church. And, of course, I am impacted by everything that church is all about. Both the evil and whatever pretending positive things that they do. Because church does some positive things, but guess what? They do it for a reason, for the greater evil. That's what church does. And I don't have any reason to say something else. But just as they have liberty to go out and preach politics, democracy politics, I have the right to speak the God's truth that they have done on earth, and why even the Sodomites are enjoying the work of the gods. Yesterday, I must tell you, before I go further, they tune out every word that I said. And what amazes me, I went to report that they willfully tampered with my mic yesterday. Yesterday was the 11th of March. And my show comes on at 4 p.m. And I may come on like 15 minutes later or something. Don't remember exactly when I come on yesterday, but was not all that late. So I should put in close to 3 hours doing the show. And I'm telling you that what happened yesterday. There was the opening tune that played automatically most of the time. It plays, I guess, when I forget to assign a opening tune. So I went on and did the show. And of course, I don't talk foolishness. I don't talk uncivilized stuff. I grew up in the church, and I was believing what I consider to be positive thinking. You know, because the more you're filled up with the belief in the Adam and Eve story, it's the less opportunity you have to read something and have the chance of realizing that what you're reading is a sodomite writing about Adam and Eve in a garden. You know, it is something of history that these white people take out of history and write a Bible and say what they want the world to be. Now, if they didn't have the Genesis, the Adam and Eve story from history, they wouldn't be able to write anything. And what I'm telling you is a fact. Don't trust in what you see the world become. Trust in what you don't know what it was. Trust in that and find out what the word was, why they tell us BCE, before Christ. What was before Christ? That's what the world supposed to know. Since when you read or witness that white people run government? Since when? Go back the furthest you can and tell me, when did you read that white people began? To rule by politics or to rule period over any humanity. I can tell you, for me, when I began to read about 3-4 years ago, world history textbook, and see the story that was strange to me because I've never heard nobody talk about it. I hear nobody talk about the story. Start reading the story. And it was like I was predestined to go through the church, my parents Christian. Everything that comes into my perception comes from the church. And nothing rival it. Nothing at all. But I'm telling you right now, the world is headed for a psychological collision, okay? Because white people have never been civilized, said the World History Textbook. And if you begin to read the World History Textbook and read the chronology coming, well, it will show that the earliest human being came about in under evolution. There, you know, there's no Bible or nothing like that to tell you that. Well, they will go ahead and like write the Bible on, like, say they are making a creation, and that's not the creation. Only history tell your record of the past is able to tell, you know, of things that happened. The Bible is not telling us of anything that happened, although that is what is in our mind. Now is for all of us to find out, how did we come by it? But it's easy to know if you begin to find out. But like listening to me now, you think that this guy's on there ranting and stuff like that, and you're not able, you are kept away from sensing
that are making 100% sense, and something that you should know long time, and I shouldn't have to tell you, but this is the way it's working out. The world is turned upside down with white people say they are ruling the world. And they have everything that when we are unlearned about history and where human life is coming from, like somebody asks you, you know, how many species are there in the human race, you're most likely to say a lot of them. You know, a lot of species, but that's not true. And I would have said the same thing a little while back. But now, I only know I have two big world history textbooks. And look, a white man gave them to me. Because I am African, grew up under post-slavery in Jamaica. My parents are solid Christian. I am undefiled. I am sterile when it comes to foolishness. Foolishness is something I try to stay away long ago, before I became as conscious as I am, but it was in me to stay away from nonsense. And, you know, if you are able to keep your mind clean, a lot of divine things can happen to you, not craziness, but sanity, cognition, healthy cognition. You will understand things not where it is tilting, but you will see the full balance, the perfect equilibrium of the world that you're seeing, because guess what? It has a history. The existence of the past, generation upon generation come and gone. But what happened to this spatiotemporal time in chronology in the world history textbook? What does it tell you? What it tells you about? It tells you about the early civilization of civilized human beings. They can tell you about hominid, primates, 2 million years. They develop enough in Africa. So now, where was the hybrid people? They were not there yet. So the earliest humanoid began life in Africa, not by any god at all. I mean, in any kind of a manifestation. I don't read none of that. But like everything else evolved at some point without any aid of anybody as humankind. So did the hominid first humankind begin to develop on planet Earth? I don't read a duplicate story. A substitute story. People write and talk all kind of foolishness, but you don't see any sense in what they're making. Okay? And they are confused with words, even though they can do a lot of good things, but, you know, your sense can work perfectly this way. And when you come over here, so you make a lot, you're an idiot to what you see over here. You cannot put it together with what you see over here. And basically, that's what the world is full of. People with a lot of sense and, you know, and some things, but on the other hand, they're not coalesced at all. They're not relevant, you know. They don't cross a reference and form union, no. So what I'm trying to say to you is that what has happened in the world is really what comes first in our history, because there was a time when there were was no history as far as we are concerned. We don't have no history except on Earth where science that work on remains of things and can tell you what happened long before time. So that's how we get it in the world. It's a textbook. This is not, I don't even read it, let's say, in the Sumerian world is a textbook. And I'm not saying it probably not covered, but Sumerian prehistory deals directly with the civilized world and how human being came to planet Earth. So we know that the humans that first began life on Earth, they were not civilized. They were like human, right? Say 4 to 3 million years ago. And 1 to 5, 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go up into Europe. Okay? And while they were over there, that's when, hell began to fall down on Earth with these hominid that now known as Homo erectus. Now we find out that, okay, completely, it's not a guesswork. We now know as Homo erectus happen to be, they don't have a language. They're not civilized. They don't do anything at all. Over 3.5 million years, including whether or not there was a 500,000 years before that they exist, and we probably don't have a specificity of that. However, we're dealing now with 3.5 million years. You know, when they complete, let's say 100,000 years ago, I think would complete them with 3.5 million years. They are in Europe 1.5 million years of that old time, that prior before they leave Africa. So we have a line to draw between 2 or 3 million years before they leave Africa and go up to Europe. So we will call from when they leave leave Africa and go up into Europe and wherever else they go, Asia or so, it is 1.5 million years since they migrate out of Africa. And there was no other human being when they left Africa. After they left Africa, count from where we are today, the history shows, Sumerian, the gods left Nibiru in this solar system, the 10th planet in this solar system. They came to Earth. A physical history of what happened is only official history when it comes to prehistory. We don't have no white AD and Adamani history of white people talking or doing anything. No, we only have them going from Africa up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. And clearly the history is unequivocal to say they only able to make stone tools. And they were leaving out of Africa to get a cooler place. And of course, they developed enough to where they can make a fire and warm themselves. But there is absolutely nothing, and this is not complicated. Simple enough for me to understand that in a world history textbook, and I know that nobody cannot swingle me over what the world history textbook said, because at least I don't read like my brother with a PhD, but I read enough to know these vocabulary words and what they say. And it's the reason why, somebody can blow my brains out, but I tell you what, as long as I'm alive, why do you want to face a dead man anyway? A dead man cannot talk and say anything, so all you do is get rid of your problem when you try to kill someone else who knows the truth and you don't. To see the world in the way it is right now, and white men are in charge. Now, if you knew, really knew where white people are coming from, you'd start, no, that's it. No. No, something is just not right. You know, and you could tell something wasn't right, but unless you come to the point where somebody is going to come out of the woodwork and just tell you what it is. What about Marcus Garvey? What about Marcus Garvey? Look, I will be right back. I will be right back. And I am at the point now where I'm telling you about the debacle that creating the world and why white people are ruling. And now I am telling you, I am the apologist for the historical truth about who are who on earth and when they came here and how did they come here. Something happened that creates a maze, a psychological maze, where we don't really know how to come out of it, right? You're only certain that Adam and Eve was in a garden, right? Wrong. Okay? I know about you knowing white people have a few countries out there. Scandinavian countries and stuff like that. If you read in the World History textbook, now I cannot tell you. Now let me modify what I said. If you Google, you should be able to come by good information that tells you about the fact that Scandinavian country, four of them, let's say if you were reading like early last year, you would find that there were four white people Scandinavian country that if you think white people come from somewhere other than what the World History textbook says, well, find the history for that. But I'm telling you, under what we know in the World History textbook, that you, any kind of, you know, exception, are bound by what this World History textbook speaks of in ancient government and posterity of government, that nobody like white people are nobody else. Has been endowed with any divine power to rule and overrule and usurp the Elohim kingship, because they brought civility to the earth. So what white people are doing is using civility for them, for their sodomite self that never had anything. And the proof is in this world book. They never talk. And I just do it. Primates never evolved to talk. They don't have the thing in their throat to talk. It just confirmed to me, primates, some of them might have the ability to understand what a real human being who can talk, a civilized human being, says. But they never spoke for millions of years. And when they went up in Europe, I'm telling you, the history says they never spoke. But take no credit away from them. They have enough sense to make stone tools. And remember, we run into the Bronze Age down the road. In front of them, coming towards us here today. All right. And what it says. Within a few thousands of years, they interbreed with the wise sapient species. That time, no other human being weren't there except the hominid Homo erectus. And the best of them is those who went up into Europe from Africa. And it's clear what they could do. Nobody has found a way to present authentic history that they did otherwise, because the time is long and protracted and accompany their accomplishment over time. You can't change this. And no matter what happened to them, and no matter how they can preach like Paul, and they can tell you all the lies about the love of Jesus, you can see straight through the story. No. I see some darkness behind this here. No, go so. You can tell. But guess what? If you are cleaved by any lies that prevent you from knowing what history is saying, you won't know that they are lying to you because you don't know anything else. Well, this is the problem. The debacle that caused the world to be in the shape it's in, that's what you're supposed to know. And this may help you. Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. All of these stuff I have piled up to let you know what I'm saying, including A.D. Anno Domini that leaves behind B.C.E. era has thrown away civilization with their A.D. Anno Domini. And they are so into throwing away civilization, they would invent Adam and Eve story. And they are glad that they are able to read now so they can do stuff like that. They weren't doing anything in the world to disrupt anything before they could talk. So remember, they couldn't talk when they left Africa and go up into Europe. So when did they talk? I'm telling you. And they can mute my mic as much as they want, because what I'm saying is not in secret. It's simply because they have a tradition of shutting up African people. They can't talk, and they win us over to turn preacher and everything. My brother is as a PhD, preach the Christian faith. It's no faith at all, but that's what they call it, faith. You see, Christianity is not a faith. You see, don't even talk about it being a religion, because it don't. Its religion is sodomite. Sodomy is white people thing. Okay, so there is no church. They make up church. You can't find no church in the Bible if you read it really good. And I know why I always believe in it, right? Until I start reading and find out that what I'm reading in history is about the real world. What they have in the Bible is the not real perception. Okay? And all that they have made up, it's only for them to be passed down. And that's what I'm doing right now. Is the passing down of white people fallacy. Okay? Because they don't have anything in the Bible that tells you any fact about a God or a Jesus or nothing. So you're holding on to just a wasteful act of believing. It's a wasteful act, but you cannot prove naturally that Adam and Eve was in a garden and a talking serpent come in. There is no way on earth anybody can do that. And you may wonder why I'm so vehement about this debacle here that is going on for over the past, you may take a step back, but let's say 100,000 years. Let's say 100,000 years. Because we began to leave Africa to settle in other places outside of Africa. And that was the time when these Homo erectus. Remember, they are a part of the human existence, right? The first, but they started evolution. But their evolution and existence is only in some ways similar, but differ in a number of ways. They are a species, hominid, and they're of their subgroup, Homo erectus. And they came in at a certain time, evolving 4 to 3 million years ago. All right? So something similar. The Y sapien came in 250,000 years ago. That's just the other day. All right? Well, before long, within about 50,000 years, the hybrid were created from the sapiens into what is called now human hybrid. We follow the Bible, and because we are affected by the virus in the Bible, the word that they speak in the epistles and stuff like that, and recreating like another world where indeed there is a God that didn't know how to make human beings and then make human beings, and you know what the Bible story is. Well, there's no world like that. Martin Luther couldn't tell you that. What's his name there, the guy with the ship? Marcus Garvey. He couldn't tell you that because he didn't know. He was right in the time when, the time was too poignant with all these old bunch of, you know, these white people, sodomite, this dense and civilized type of evil plagued these folks, that they strike the human civilization with such a force that they were killing people to believe and accept what they're saying. So those guys, I can understand their position. And in a sense, it didn't have to be like that. If Africa maintain our government, Africa don't maintain our government. And if you don't know, the reason why Africa don't is because, like, typically you see black people today, they either care about each other, right? So we didn't start that attitude. Africa started it. And then they sold us and all these kind of stuff. And, you know, we become like, we don't understand anything about the world. And is there anything that we must fix? So right down the line, you have a long list of African people who try, right? But these white people who come to jump the fence and fucked up our species, because that's what they did. Our species, white sapien, only have two subgroups, and that is Neanderthals and the wise sapien. That's it. And these white people endeavor to make us out like we are homosexual too. That's what they're working on. And they have achieved a lot in many, many ways on different fronts. But they can't do enough to keep humanity, the civilization of, you know, the creation of civilized humans, hybrid. They can kill it. Before they kill it, they will be destroyed. Because the gods up there. You notice, African people never go out. You never see African going out there and like they want to be a superpower. No, they turn idiot instead. Once you're not abiding by the teachings of your creator, see why they have a Bible? They call it the Word of God. The history, the prehistory, is like you would say Christian Bible to them. All right. Well, our history is what we must follow. That's not what we are following right now. Because we were 100,000 years in existence when we were attacked by these white people 100,000 years ago. And they would never talk I mean, no, you don't see no animals out there begin to talk like, with human tongue and voice and stuff like that. You don't see that. And it is the history that shows me that they are coming from the primates. It's not a vague understanding that these people are not, all the vast amount of bureaucracy. But when they begin to become a culture, it's over the past 100,000 years. It's since then that we were 100,000 years in existence when we were some of us, it's not, you know, only a few of us indeed, come into the West and settle down. And look what we have done just in 100,000 years. You're talking about these white people and their ancestors are coming along when the world had nobody else but them. And what did they do? So when I am putting it all together now and put the pieces together, what happened over the last, you know, let's say, you know, time when, you know, began to move around and can do things and they well developed sexually and doing, knowing what they do. It's just that they were in a talk and they're not civilized. Now that they have break down the walls between these two species and then, you know, the malignantly destroy the sapien. Really, because we are alive today, but look at the way we are. Look at these Homo erectus who now take control because they find a way now how to breach the laws of nature. You see, and that's what is happening right now. The destruction of the hybrid people that must remain the way they are. It's one thing for them to jump on the Neanderthals, the sapiens. You see, species. They jump on them and they get a lot of makeover by jumping them and mixing their blood with the sapien that was a third dimensional higher human than they are. Don't say they are not humans. I don't say that. But I'm telling you they are the first and the taxonomic rule that they are under why they come and jump on us. And not one, but two of us. So, you know, for them to like say, you know, you could kind of wave your hand at them, what they did with the Neanderthals and kill them off after they're done, you know, we could probably have to just go ahead with what we're doing. But no, we cannot do that because these guys come and start fucking the hybrid Africans. That's what they do and turn it around like, oh, they're the one that were civilized all along. Well, look here. Let me tell you something. Talk to me. Because this is not a truth that anybody at all can overlook. And I tell you what, nobody's going to call the media either, right? Why not? Call the media. And they will be put to work to go research and find out if what this guy is saying, this guy that tell you about 10 years ago with a book, bamboozled, besieged by lies, man never a sinner. See whether he is crazy or not. Bring the media and let them come into it. They don't want none of this. How many of them want any of what I am saying? Because a lot of things got to start moving now before they take it seriously. But what is to move is going to move because there is nobody that can stop this suit to come out against them. The Pope? No, he better pack his bag and get out of St. Peter's Basilica. I'm going to the cave where he come from. He can't build a palace right over there. They don't need to be in our place, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. They must get out of our places because now you're going to find out. No, they're going to have any excuse why they must not leave because guess what? They kill off our Neanderthals and they come up after us, and that's when they start to talk. It's the baby that they got from the hybrid with God's blood. That's what kill civilization. Because civilization is what given to us by the gods. And right here, it tells that story. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in science and thought swept through the inhabitable world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin, a man who is deceased but still needed here, right? Because these sodomites are endeavor to block civilization. And this was a man who was instrumental in writing Sumerian. Atra-Assis text. They don't want to hear it because they want AD and Adamani and to be respected. Sodomy must excel, and before Christ must stay behind Christ. That's what they want. Well, this is what happened. This is what Sitchin wrote. And he says, In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. See what I mean? If you come to talk to me about the difference between AD and Adamani and BC before Christ, you only have one chance to itch on what you're saying before you're down for the count. You have got to know why there was a need for AD and Adamani. It is because we have sodomites who are talking now and will defend fucking dogs as a good thing. Fuck man's asshole is also a prime time of sport for them. And the reason why they all talk just like on the other side hybrid people are not sodomites. But these guys get an opportunity like to convince the world with a Bible that it is nice. Fucking ass is nice. Now, I know it's not true. And what am I supposed to do? I must make myself useful, that the revelation that tells me the contrary can't give in to that. Common sense is in my head telling me that I have an asshole too. I know I shit through it all of my life. You understand that? So why would anybody argue with me and try to convince me that fucking ass is all right? And these white people who come to all of this zubacle, for here we are, and we are the sacrificial lamb for them. You want me to swallow that? No. My heart I've got to stop beating. White people must go. And if they don't go, I know who's going to remove them. It's not me. I'm doing my role, and that's it. To make the truth a lie is not my business. And if it's, like you can see, I'm talking. I'm alone. You know, I tell you what, I'm equipped to be alone. You get me? Because for good reason. For good reason. I can't, you know, something is not important because some things are for people to figure out themselves. Okay? Plainable. And if you research, you will find out that where white people are coming from, they will never talk throughout their lifetime. Why are they talking now? Since 100,000 years. Since you have the certified World History textbook that certified these people were in Europe since 1.5 million years ago. They were up there, and it is certified they didn't go any place else but right up there and in Asia, right there. They didn't go anywhere. Because it tells you very clear they could only make stone tools. And the history says, of course, when they were coming from Africa into Europe, that they were like about 2.5 million to 2 million years in existence. Okay, so when they developed enough that they can leave Africa and go to a cooler place, and they can make a fire and warm themselves. That's what the history says. And since they come and say they are government, they don't change facts like that. You see what I mean? It's the changes that they're making is too elaborate and don't have the space to lie. They don't have space to lie. And you African people who are out there are going to church, you know what? No, it's for you to follow. Just like you went to school and you learned to read and you come out and you begin to follow what you learned to read. Follow your own history. Follow your own history. Because what you see going on in the world right now is foolishness, is ignorance. But there has to come a time when things are going to change. And if you think that, oh, it should go on and on and on like this, you know, under the houses of the Zodiac, even though they don't care nothing about the Zodiac. But I tell you what, they need to care about the Zodiac because it's going to act, it is acting upon them as well. Time is multiplying against them. 2,000 years now, they come out and decide they're going to change the world and make fucking ass is the thing to do. There's a lot to talk about. Debauchery. 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 What is debauchery? Definition of debauchery. Extreme indulgence in bodily pleasure. That's what sodomy is all about. That's what sodomy is all about. That's what it is about. And my friends, I'm telling you that we are in, as it were, a flip side, or we are on the flip side of civilization. Darkness over there, like the other side of the moon. Dark. No light. And we must behave like it's daylight. It's not going to happen, and the time has come. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because I'm telling you, I am here. And whether I'm on this radio, I am something in something else, but I'm telling you, I am not in any kind of way bowing to white people government. Because guess what? There is sovereign government in history, not in the Bible. And it's the reason why they are getting their ass kicked. That somebody like me, that's right. It doesn't matter how their butt is big and heavy, but linguistically, they don't have no inertia to keep them down from rolling underneath the ocean. That's where they belong. Mocking the gods is not for you to do. Not when your Cicero says the gods rule and govern the world and worship them and all that. Before you make Christianity, learn everything from the gods. No, you're not going to do that. Not when I come and read and find out that's what this whole thing is all about. It's a debacle that the world must come to know, and white people will go down under. That's where they're going to go, because that's where the truth is going to blow them. You think you're going to come here and make the world a sodomite and use the Bible too? And people don't understand the Bible full of code when they talk about Jesus is something else. Jesus is something else. Jesus is a black man, and they are telling you Jesus is a white man. The Pope's son is Jesus. So what happened to the Jesus that you claim 2,000 years ago in Palestine? What happened to that Jesus? No. Look, it came to my thought today. Anytime somebody is telling you, when you ask a person a question, and they tell you something different from what you ask them, you must realize that something is wrong. And depending on what you're talking about, you may have a lot at stake. When somebody is telling you something else, directing you to something else willfully because they don't want to tell you what is in their heart. If they tell you what is in their heart, it will spoil up what they're trying to do. That don't benefit you. If it were going to benefit you, they would need to lie. But, you know, I mean, but because they don't want it to benefit you, it must benefit them when, you know, they want you to think that you've been benefited. My friends, when they wrote in the Bible those things that are opposite of what they read in history, and you have it in books that qualified scholars go in and examine the Sumerian text, clay tablets come like some 10,000 years or more old. They don't have any way to like spoil those history. And you have qualified scholars write history from those quality work. Archaeological finds that they have to transcribe to make people understand what's been under the dirt. And what's been under the dirt, no archaeology go look for the prehistory record that is, you know, well, some humans that died over the past 200,000 years since we were created, they can do something about that. But however, nobody needs them really, because we have the text that the gods, by the time when the gods left Earth and go back, they have written all the history that we are supposed to have. Okay? We don't really need anything from these sodomite people. But they go and read our history and make up a world of their own. Got to understand that. Now, you're not going to tell me something else, and I will have any incentive to accept what you say. when I know white people are sodomites, they're coming from hominids. They are primates, 100%. It's in the world, it's a textbook, and not in a Bible. You're wasting your time when you're amening the Bible. You get it? And when they come from Europe and come to the Western world and take over territories of African people, no. You know what? Stop. No. Get out now. Because you ain't doing any manufacturing or any military business or stuff like that for you to stop the truth that I'm telling. Okay? And, you know, what my idea is, you white Europeans don't deserve to go out of any of our territory with anything in your hand. What I have read and know and what you all have done, you don't deserve to go out with anything. No. You do not. And it's only on the pity of some who have been drawn into foolishness because of those who talk about they are leaders and have military and stealing everything they want. You know, I have pity on some of those people or who suffer like me, okay, and are not in evangelizing Jesus Christ, because as long as you are committing those kind of atrocities against African people, then you cannot receive any pity. And whilst we have the opportunity to realize and recover from this debacle with these sodomites brought up on us. We didn't offer them no sex. We didn't offer white people any sex. They know that they can get it by force. And as long as they could get it by force, they were going to get it, and they were going to have talking babies. Idiots. This is not for you. You evolve. We don't evolve. You see what I mean? All right. And what I'm trying to tell you, I did not invent these things. They were recorded. The fact of the past. And if you think that the world is going to go down the way white people are talking and raising up all kind of different things, that's not what I see. In the history, futuristic view. I don't see that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I was about to get up and do something. I have something that I would really, really like to get out for people to know, that because if I am telling you this kind of a story, that is not a Bible story, I'm telling. And if your examination is going to prove what I say right, hey, you don't have a way of turning around to someplace else that's going to sell you a substitute. You know what I mean? That you can live with, you know what I mean? This is the only truth I'm telling you about on Earth, planet Earth. And anybody who knows, ask a friend, ask anybody, do you know this guy? And BTR? Black Talk Radio. You know, this guy, Tim Aldred. Who? Tim Aldred. Oh, yeah. Been to school with that guy. Yeah, he has a reverend brother in England, too. Look, well, yes, really, I'm one of my kind. But I am not unfriendly to anybody at all. I've done a lot of good kindness and things to people. I can tell you stories of some of them and some jobs that I work and things that I do. And I get passing, praise. But I did things to them that they have never had any African person to treat them with that type of a respect. you're going to get maximum respect from me. And I have no injustice ways inside of me. And yes, I mean, the way a person would take off a gun and shoot another person, well, basically on the right side, on the positive side, that's the way I use words. That's the way I use words. Because if I am to damn you, I have to have a pre-cause to damn you. And when there is nothing else but damn you, that's what you get. It's damn you. And I know I am a human being. I know my heart can stop beating. But I tell you what. Before a lot of people's hearts stop beating, they have done surmountable enough of what they were supposed to do and leave it behind. Let who is behind do what they want to do with it. Ain't nobody as a hybrid person born in sin and shaping iniquity and in a garden of Eden. I mean, look, you can't find a garden where Adam and Eve was placed, where these white people of the Bible telling you that a spirit God made them. It's time for us to get rid of those kind of foolishness, but you can't get rid of it until you learn the knowledge. Talk to me. Dimension. Very nice tune. I will be right back. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Something to think about. Because a lot of time I think about the government of the United States. I know they talk about the United States. You know, like, hey, there's no place like the United States. But they don't realize that the United States is built on falsehood. Look, what we have is just, or what we need as African people is legal representation. Legal representation that you don't need to go in a what they call federal district or whatnot, Supreme Court. You don't need to go in there and talk to these people. Because they are not an original people in America. They are not. In a legal sense, they are not. They come here fucking ass and killing African people. It's written all over the place. So you don't have to be a practicing attorney in America to drive these the court out of the courthouse. Go in there and show him. Ask him for his species identity. Because that's what it comes down to in the world. It's a textbook. You see, it is the jurisdictional book, Land, Space, and Maritime. It's the world. It's the textbook that gives that power. And human civilization did not establish these things with Europeans. Never did. And the fact that we are able to shove them under the grinder, they interbreed our species to make things be what it is here today. As long as we can do that, we get rid of them. It doesn't matter what they have as weapon or not like that. We don't have no weapons with them. It's the pure words. And of course, all the disastrous weapons of nature, that's what we have to depend on. We have been suffering because we don't go the right way. And the people that we have representing us, they don't represent us. They don't give you a legal reason to hold against these people and to argue and represent yourself. Right now, any lawyer that is representing African people, if you know what to do, you don't go on there under federal law, you go under there with kingship law. From the world, it's a textbook. You can't use that, what these sodomites come here and talk about, they're making a constitution. They come here as murderers and criminals and fucking ass people. That's what they come here to be. How we make them now to be dressing like us and looking like us. And 100,000 years ago, and even to 12,000 years ago, they weren't doing, you know, they was trying to learn to be somebody. We have the book that pinned them down to who they were and who they are today. They can't come here and make laws and say they're controlling us. So we are tying ourselves down with a rope they give us. No. I mean, you don't do that. If you are learned enough, and I'm not saying I am learned enough in the general sense. No, I'm definitely, I am only operating under they call you know, a specialized field of knowledge. I forget the word. Right? And that I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. They cannot come and talk about they invade and like they take over. That sodomite way of thinking. It's not a government way of thinking. And I want to tell you something too. They have a law now that they make us honest fucking people to take away everything African has, everything that we have. They have law that sees all of what we possess and our anatomical self. These white people say they own us right now. AD and a Domini, and you can't find where that law come from. They are telling you words that cannot connect with anything that is civilized. Because no Jesus exists, and that's what they're depending on. No, nobody don't see that. You mean lawyers don't see that? That you can't go to a court that is dropping all kind of judgment against people for different things and don't realize that their law is not functioning on a civilized legal system. These white people are talking about government. Anything they tell you is the opposite is true. So for them trying to save our soul while they are telling us they come here to cut our throat, at the same time, that don't wash. So we are misrepresenting ourselves. So right now, African people, I am telling you a fact. That if you go into a courthouse and tell the judge, you do not have any legal jurisdiction over me. Because long before your courthouse come here, I've been under kingship government. You don't have any civilized angle under which you can declare me under you. Look at your skin. And we're raw jurisdiction in the world is a textbook. Don't give you, looking at you, you don't have no kind of a legal law over me. How could it be? From antiquity to right now. You don't have no exposure, no experience, nothing at all. So whatever means that got you here, I tell you what, find your exit because you have this against you. All of the laws that you make, I don't tell you that your laws cannot work for you, but it cannot work here in no African territory. It does not work here because you fuck asshole as a way of nature life, and we don't belong to Yamnaya culture, and we don't belong to Cro-Magnon culture. We do not. So you don't have anything to do with my behavior in my country. You are not responsible. So if you come here and you think that you can use your fucking ass way of life, bring it, come here and rule me, you have to go through this book and prove it. Otherwise, you are the one who's going to pay penalty for everything that you're doing here because you are an intruding criminal playing a judge. That's what you're supposed to say. Okay? And use the fact that is a species that don't belong to our species, who violate your species, and what are they doing here? We are sapien, you are hominids, you're primates, and it is because you violate our species why you look the way you look today. That's right? And ask him, where are the Neanderthals? Do you know? They're the who give you some of your looks. But before, you were the flat-faced man of Kenya. Your time is up. Go home and leave us alone. We have a government. We don't need you. You see, all of the bureaucracy that they have, it all boils down to it's only theirs, not ours. You know, they come here and think about what they say, why they were coming here. And all over the world they're gone because somehow their fucking ass brain that is not like ours, it's telling them something else that they can triumph over us and stuff like that. All right. Well, we were not developed like we were supposed to. Now it's a different time. And we don't come to Europe and do anything to Huna. Now, you don't come to ours, right? 100,000 years ago, why weren't you, settling wherever you want to go? You could have done that millions of years. You didn't do that. Why you wait until we come here, leave Africa, and you come behind now? You're talking about that you have government and all this kind of stuff. Why did you make government up there? Up in Europe? Why didn't we come and find you have stop signs on all kind of road marks up there when we were passing through? Why we didn't see those things? Look here. They're riding on our backs. These, talking, criminals. Who's not supposed to be talking, and now they're talking and writing Bible and writing about us. That's all they have in the Bible is about us and making out the devil out of us and everything like that. We not do that no more. And if you have anything at all, like law or something like that, let me see it. Let me see it. Because if anybody out there listening to me don't find sense in what I say, well, bring it to me then, because you're not cut out for this or you're not equipped for this, but I am. These people have no authority at all when they are walking over their species to come and violate us, and then later on start to interbreed and take, and take those babies and grow them up to be themselves. You don't do that. Hell no, you don't do that, man. Because right now they want everything for what they think they are due. You don't do anything, due anywhere in African territory. Because there is no law that migrates you into a legal territory. You don't have the law. We don't come into Europe and disturb you. What are you disturbing us for and saying you have a right to do it? No, come on, man. And you're looking at honors and fuck it. And you tell us that you have a government, we must fuck it too. Now, we passed the world of sober right now. Into the world of fairy tale. Really, this is what is bothering African people right now. Now, who is going to who's going to call me and say something? I tell you, the number is here for you to call me. I'm going to give the number to you. Anybody, call me. Because what I say is true, or else it wouldn't be said. 347-850-1358. Let me turn to another portion. And this is going to be the heading of a little excerpt I have to share with you. Bluntly revealing ape primate impregnated sapiens subgroup Neanderthals. Right? So it is first they impregnate the first two, the one of two sapien high subgroup, right? They, the European ape primate, right? They are ape primate. And they cross the line and capture the sapien Neanderthals. Okay? That is what they did intentionally and do it for about 40,000 years within that 1.5 million years. This is what I'm trying to read here. They did it bluntly, right? And so I am telling you bluntly, revealing that they, hey primate humans, impregnate wise sapien subgroup Neanderthals and wise sapien human, the hybrid people. So they did not talk when they first interbreed with the Neanderthals, because the Neanderthal was just common sapien like the ancestors. But what happened is the gods, the Elohim, chose the wise sapien species to become part of a human hybrid for many important reasons. Who else in history shows this? World history textbook? We are the first anatomic, prehistory created hybrids. Think about what I'm saying. It's the world history textbook I have right in my hand. It's not a Bible, because nobody certified Bible, Adam and Eve. You can't even find Adam and Eve in any garden anywhere, though they say it is in some garden on planet Earth. But they're there looking at us, you know, and hoping that we don't make nothing of it. They know any day we make something of these things, they are dead. Psychologically dead. Because they don't have a tongue to clap and say nothing in their favor. And all we need is representation, right? So they are there and know that they don't have no Jesus to show you, but they're talking about in the year of our Lord. How do they do that? They're comfortable because they're fucking awesome getting by with idiots, African people who are going along believing those things. I believe when I was a child and my parents was into this whole fiasco nonsense, right? And didn't know it. But now, time has changed. You read stuff, you know, but I believe when nobody says, you believe the words them were conveying to you, right? And you're going to find out that the world is going to be like there is a saying, the world will be filled with the knowledge, not believing. The world will be filled with the knowledge and the glory of the gods as water covers the sea. As the water covers the sea. And when they think that they have moved in and settled down everywhere Africans settle, they will find out they are still the same hominid, honest, fucking Homo erectus who interbreed the Neanderthals until they have lost their primate looks. Okay? And you look and research if primates ever talk throughout their evolutionary period. No! They are doing everything and writing all kind of things now for African people to think that, you know, to totally wash away the memory of who they were. And bear it in mind. How are they talking now? There is, you know, you never heard about anybody say they interbreed or not. And if you hear that, nobody don't make anything of it. But why aren't we making something of it? Because that means we are endowed by our creator. What they have in the Bible is not your creator. You know, these are the first class, honest fucking thieves and murderers, and take away what we have and say they have a government and they have right to kill you. How can you allow that? They come here at first way back. You see, if you follow and track the history as I do, and say you started where I start, 509 BC, you begin with little behind you to understand. But if you follow them from where you are, at 509 BC, that is a very, very serious sign and valuable time for you to start reading the story about old Dobakal that we are dealing with today and why the world is into the mess it's in. It's serious things that affects the gods who holds our blessing in their hands. We are not praying to no God like the Christian Sodomite church is telling you. We're not praying to any God whatsoever. Okay? And you might think, say, God talk to you and stuff like that. No, we don't have a history that tell you that no God will talk to you, so. Okay? But when people are, you, do you know the mystery of your own mind? You ever take a good look or read a book about your mind, your brain? Have you? Do you know the impact that words have on your brain? When anybody talk to you, they can throw, you know, a lot of a thing on you and get you to think in a strange ways. Can't you see your mind is thinking a lot of things that you don't want going in there and even lead you to the things you wouldn't do? Well, all right. Well, you can stay there and talk about God tell you. I mean, why can't evil talk like God in your sleep or any time? Why? Well, that's what these people are. There's nothing in white people that is blessing black people. Nothing. Nothing at all. All right? So anytime you are praying to God and think that, oh, that's only... The God in the Bible cannot be a real God. Not... You read what happened to Adam and Eve and you think, so God administrate business? Think about what a real God would do if he just created the two people on earth to procreate. And right away, he's slapping curse on the woman because she did something wrong. You know what I mean? But they're acting like God never give them no sense. And like God surprised that they are acting stupid. But God knows all things. That's contradictory. Why wouldn't God know that they would sin? If he's like some of us mortals. But how do you like the Bible in the God for a mortal person? You know what I mean? No, mortal people don't even do anything like what God in the Bible doing. But once you get it from these white people and they're preaching Jesus and tell you, they're covering up what they did 100,000 years ago with the interbreeding stuff and call themselves Cro-Magnon and Wayama culture. These Sodomites are diverse. They are diverse. And not unless you can take them and sink them beneath the water, they are going to stay afloat. And they're going to give you a run for anything. That's the way they are. That's what white people are all about. So you don't have any hope. Just like how you have hope in Peter, Simon Peter, and St. Paul. Your hope is nothing. Reading the scripture. Your hope is nothing pertaining to you being converted and all that kind of stuff. It's a lie. You see, and why they're not telling you the truth in the Bible where Adam and Eve was created? They cannot tell you because if white people tell you where Adam and Eve were created, like they point out and show you it is a land on earth, why they can't tell you? Oh, you think they make God tell them not to tell you? No. If God is a spirit and he make them on the earth, that identity of that piece of geography is there. Why they can't tell you? Do you think it exists but they cannot tell you because for a good reason that God tell them don't tell you that? Why is that secret? You know what I mean? It's not a secret. All right. Bluntly revealing a primate impregnated West wise sapiens, two subgroups, Neanderthals and sapien, right? And that's what killed the world. That's what turned the world upside down and the fall of man. White people are to be blamed for writing these things in the Bible. If they get some sex and if they can't talk now, why they have to now take all control? Why seek to take all control, even legal control? Ignorant expense? Eh? No. No, it's time to come out of that. It's time to get out of that. And that's what these white people are doing every day. The Bible is the worst book that gives a person no chance after they use belief in that God and infect your cerebrum and cerebellum. You're done. I was done until, you know, I was resurrected, you know, after about half a century, believing everything, reading and getting knowledge. Okay? And if you decide to get knowledge, suspend your belief. I say suspend your belief and seek knowledge in what you believe. If at the end of that, you find out that your belief is into something that is real, keep on believing in it. But right now, at least, you need to search if you believe, value something. You see, because you will think that you get some dream and something like that and think that Jesus tell you this and you see angels in your dream and stuff. You don't think evil was going to put those things in you? I mean, a lot of evil coming into my brain all the time. I have to be like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm going through a lot of changes to like get evil outside of me because I'm not comfortable when those kind of stuff is coming into my mind. And I realize how vulnerable we are to doing wrong. You know, I mean, but for me to hate what I am thinking and feeling, it's like it's uncomfortable, but I know deep inside I must. Otherwise, as soon as this sensation of thought or feelings is subside, I am back to my old self. And if I got messed up when I was, you know, like being forced to do something else, then I would have lost my way. That's how what these white people have done to us. And it will be of great honor to and thanks to the gods that help us to get out of this. Because these people are given power to rule over us, to kill us, to do anything they want. And see, Africa did that for them. You see, and totally remove our inalienable rights from us and subject us to these sodomite fucking people them that making law for us to fuck asshole. Now, you'd imagine that these white people want us to fuck asshole. That they never hatch a baby out of the asshole. They never do that. But they want us to start fucking ass for what? And we fool the world of people. And they still want to use sodomite law, take away everything we have and stuff like that. Now, let me tell you something. They better find their fucking ass back where they come from, really. Because this time, this era is done with them. Okay? And they can out there talk about the fighting war. We not fighting war with them. They don't have no business to be here and talking about the fighting wars, period. Even killing themselves. We don't want them in our territory. And I evict them to get out. Because whatever this is going to lead to, it's their extermination. You hear? That's right. It is their own extermination they're working on when they think that they are comfortable and they have a right to be here. It's extermination for these honest fucking people that, I mean, you give me a reason why the gods would like them to be here. A lot of us don't know the reason why they are here and we don't have anything to say. Well, as soon as I read and I have something to say, I am safe, and that's what they expect of us. So that when they're going to use a EF tornado and sweep somewhere where you live, they remember to protect you. You see what I mean? Well, you think God is biased? No, God is not biased. These people commit evil. Nobody is supposed to forgive them. Nobody at all. Okay? So, if they want to sit there and, you know, I was to tell you, when I reported that they screwed up my show yesterday, I realized that they wrote me a note. And the note that they wrote me is something that is extracted from a note that I had written to them. And I tell them something that they really, really don't like. But I'm not cursing profanity. I'm telling them what is true. And I am scraping the bottom of the well to get them the last drop of water out there in this debacle that they have cost to be in, right? And they repeated something that I tell them, you know? Because a lot of people are vulnerable to thinking in uncontrollable way, I won't bother to find it and read it here. But I know it meant something to them, and it's not positive. And there has to be a reason why they brought it back into what, you know, and display it under what they were like telling me, some other innocuous message that they were saying, and they put that excerpt there, and I read it, and I know they choose to tell me that they are reminding me what I say, and possibly like letting me know, well, you see what we can do? We can cut off your mic, something like that. But they don't know the time and the hour when the gods do strange acts. They won't know the time when the gods do strange acts. You see? Yes, the gods do strange acts. Let me go on and read a little more of this here. When was the book Revelation added to the Bible? Do you know? You know, there's nothing about Genesis, about Revelation, the book of Revelation. There's nothing at all to African people. It's nonsense. Just like it's just that the Genesis creation story has damaged more people than Genesis book will ever do. Genesis is a lot more innocuous. I mean, the book of Revelation is a lot more innocuous than Genesis creation story. Because Genesis creation story, you don't have to read a lot of it in order to destroy your brain. Once your brain begins to interpret things wrong to you, you don't have the angels watching over you. You see what I mean? So I'm telling you, these things I'm saying may be strange. They were strange to me until I started reading them, right? I don't listen to nobody. Read them to me. So I can defend what I am saying. They see things they are victorious over us. That's the way they see it. They don't see no flip side of what they're doing. And they don't move from any place that they seize from us. and they rather mingle with us and do all kind of things, but they're not going back home. They could have steal money and wealth and go back to Europe. Why they're doing everywhere we are, these fucking ass coming right behind us and tell us, hey, be Anna Domini and Jesus. And Jesus don't exist to even have a honors for them to fuck. But yet still they depict Jesus with 12 disciples. They are using the icon of this fallacy. Okay? Now, let me go on and finish this. When was the book of Revelation added to the Bible? Something for you to think about. Because Genesis is a stinker. I mean, Genesis and Revelation are two of the, you know, you come in and you exit on the other one. And none of them is helpful to you. But like I said to you, if you really, really need to, like, you know, help yourself out of a situation, you understand what Genesis tell you, because you don't care about your own history because of Genesis creation story. That's what keeps us away from reading our own history or recognizing it, man. All right, listen to this. Revelation, the final book in the New Testament, was squeezed into the canon in the 4th century. You hear that? Now, somebody is reporting on this. When Revelation book was added to the Bible is in the 4th century. Said 4th century AD and Adamani, okay? Said pagans and barley made it into the 27 book lineup, December 7, 2009. This is fraud. The book of Revelation. Now, I am not saying it now. It's somebody writing this. This is fraud. The book of Revelation, a biography, lives of great religious books. You see that? And it is, he says, my Amy Jill Levine, author of short stories by Jesus, the enigmatic parables, etc. So it says, the book, it says, this is fraud, the book of Revelation, a biography, lives in great religious books. Amy Jill Levine, author of short stories by Jesus, the enigmatic parables, etc. Satan in the New Testament. Satan in the New Testament. The book of Revelation makes use of ancient serpent and the dragon several times to identify Satan or the devil. Revelation 12, 9, 20, verse 2. The serpent is most often identified with the obristic Satan. The obristic Satan. And sometimes with Lilith. Homo. Noun. A gay man. Adjective.
homosexual. Typically used. Wow. It says, T-I-P. Wait a minute. Typically used as a man gets it, prophecy, wise sapien is not a homo species. It is often perceived and represented that homo is a prefix for sapien, and it's not true. It's what the white people are putting into society's mind, that the two species are homo prefix, and that's not true. I examined it and I found out no. There is the proper prefix, and they are substituting homo, you know, to equalize hominid offshoot and stuff like anything in the hominid species. They call it homo, but they are it stands when you I search for the word and find that it is a prefix for homosexual. It's not a prefix for wise sapiens, and then you have wise sapien also. Where the distinction for the early wise sapien, but when the gods use the sapien DNA to create an hybrid, we are referred to as wise human being, sapien. You see, but these white people, they think they must decorate us with everything that is dirty, and they go free and enjoy the world. No, it's time to stop that. It is time to stop that. Stop it now. And if you out there, you don't want to like put on the robe of righteousness and get into your right mind, it's up to you. You know, I know what it is like to get out of when you are reading and you don't understand what you're reading and stuff like that. But I say to you, begin to respect words that you use. That's what you do. Respect words and make sure you understand everything that you read, every time you read it. So when you come to a decision, it's your decision. It's not anybody else. When you go to church, you look at things the very same way. And if what I say not making any sense, just know you're not in the right place. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I want to give you a few more things to think about. And we are not inclined to know these things. And I'm going to fumble and rumble and stuff like that, try to make you learn some of these things that I think you may somehow get something somewhere along the line, because I know I don't like, you know, a fluent speaker, but I have a lot to say, and I'm going to like bend myself in every kind of way to see if I can get something out. So, you know, do you understand where I'm coming from? Just understand that you are to stop insulting yourself by believing that you were born in sin and shaping iniquity. You're getting that from out of the Bible. Like I say, if it's not certified in world history recognition, it's not true. So we're believing in this Bible and this Jesus and Adam and Eve and stuff like that. And those things are not true when you mature and read and find out.
None of those things are true. And we should not be in this situation where we are starving for understanding. We shouldn't. But so it is when you have your money and a trickster come and take, you know, I mean, thousands of dollars from you. And only because you were stupid. You give them your money. And you will not get back another dime because they trick you. You will never see them again. All right. My friends, the things that we African people are going to find to teach us knowledge, it's not going to be easy. Because the world is full of the Bible and the concepts of sodomites. And basically, that's what we have been, charged up with since childhood. Our parents only knew that. We're coming out of slavery, you know. And it's not going to be easy for you to get rid of Christian concept. It's not going to be easy. So how easy is it going to take for you to realize that there is no Adam and Eve in the garden that, you know, you come from? You know, it's going to be hard for you to get to the place where you learn, you have learned enough by reading sensible writing that explain to you in satisfaction that you don't, nobody's clever enough to fool you again if you read the right information. These white people, they are settled down and they look at African people like we are nobody at all because they know what they, how they come here and what they are settled down on and how they have us at bay. So close, but still so far. And we be liking it, as it were. When you read and you have the right understanding, the knowledge and wisdom of things that are civilized, you don't listen to these white people, don't look nothing like you. And if you think they have the goodies to tell you, why they have a Bible that has no certification of nobody? Nobody at all that preached the gospel certify that those things are true, but you quick to believe it and ready to die in hope in it. Doesn't make any sense. So if you, I'm not preaching to you for you to give me anything. I don't want you to give me anything. I want you to give yourself confidence in words. And I mean, is not that good to tell you? And I'm not telling that you cannot read. No, I'm trying to tell you that you can drive, but you can get into accidents. And for you to not get into certain accidents, you must be careful. You know, because you can get into accident otherwise. It wasn't your fault. Now talk about that. I'm talking about when it's your fault. All right, my friends? So don't lose your time on earth. And hold on confidence that the church is somewhere good for you. I can prove to you in many, many ways why I have no use for the church. The use for the church does not exist for me anymore. And if it is, oh, but you never believe. Of course, I did believe. But believing is not something that you cannot change. No. Believe is not super glue. Well, you can make belief into super glue because, and the only thing that is going to make you glue to things like super glue, it is mainly your ignorance because you never see where you are being taken. And as long as you live, you won't see it. And some people's minds like that. They will never get to that part of the brain where they read and think about what they're reading and words telling them what to do. Because why words are lined up the way they do, and like you have to have, when you are writing, you must know you're writing so that people understand you well what by the words they say. The only way we're going to get on our own 2 feet with things on this planet is to read well. Don't let nobody tell you what things are. Know for yourself. You see? And if you feel like you have to go among certain people and for them to tell you stuff, it won't work. Because your will must not be propelled by other people's whim and fancies. It must be by what you understand and what you decide. All right, I'm going to read to you something from this book, which has... when Earth had not been formed, there is something written on this. It says, you know, this is the second chapter of a book entitled Genesis Revisited. And I want to tell you something. If you want to read a book, not something for you to believe, but something for you to question if you do not have information that you resonate into, see it as knowledge. If it is not yet knowledge to you, try to find out the claims that enough, the authority and claims made in this book. Hear the title? Genesis Revisited. Okay? And I tell you, I revere this book surpass. It is in a class by itself, just about. There may be some other books there that, you know, have similar information. All right? And it will not displace this book, because it's not going to rival, you know, similar information. It's not going to rival it. It's going to affirm, right? So this book started off a chapter that is called The Host of Heaven, right? And this is history that's going to tell you exactly as you see the stars above moves and stuff like that. This book is going to tell you what prehistory says. Okay? A lot of doubts in a lot of people's mind about what to read and when you're, you know, in the truth. Well, I tell you what, of all the struggles that I've been through, I can tell you that I can refer you to this book and how this book helped me. Because it comes from reputable origins, okay? And very, you're not going to just go out there and just pick up a book like this. You would have to, like, somebody has got to tell you about it, because the church has put out a lot of things to block us from getting to a book like this. You see, so this book will be out there, and of course it's there a long, long, long time, and people could have read it, but they don't hear about it, they don't know about it. So if you write a book and it's out there, how is it going to get popular if people don't talk about it? You know, people got to start buying it and the word get around. So is this book. Now, some people are too dumb to relate to a book that challenged Sodomites' status quo. Because the Sodomite, the white people, they're unique. They are unique in some ways. They are unique in the fact that they never spoke until they interbreed with another species they were not supposed to do. They are unique in that way. It's like it's the only act of its kind that I know about in the history of the world. They are unique in the sense that they apply their primate understanding to higher learning of the Elohim gods. that created the perfectly created hybrid human being, the only one on planet Earth and throughout history. Only one set of culture. They call it ethnic group of people that come from a species, come from the same species. Because without a human have the hybrid blood, you would never be a different, you would never be ranked in the ultimate human, civilized human. Because the ultimate civilized human is that mixed blood of Sapien and the Elohim. That's what puts civilization on Earth. No, nothing that anybody else is writing out there brings life to real time, like I'm telling you. I haven't found that. And if you think that I am missing it, well, look, my mind has never been unnatural. And the little reading I do, I mean, you know, you can't beat me upon the rudiments of the words and what he says. So you can't take me off the primary meaning of what history says. That's what makes a difference. When you're reading foolishness and people will go to school and begin to theorize all kind of foolishness and stuff like that, but they don't create prehistory life and what has happened that never happened before on Earth. No, they talk a whole bunch of nonsense. And just like I was full up with Bible teaching and stuff like that for a long time, I really wasn't getting on the frequency for me to see the contrast or the difference between Bible foolishness. UJ Schoenfield says, when the story of Jesus and John the Baptist, when you believe into that, you pass the world of sober to the world a fairy tale. When you believe that the story of John the Baptist and Jesus is true, and you will find clues in the Bible that affirm that it is not true, because no Jesus show up in the Bible yet. Affirmatively state his identity and carry out the duties of fulfilling what the prophet says in the Old Testament. There is no Jesus. And these people who are writing the story about Jesus, they are so darn stupid that they don't realize they can't overlap themselves and contradict themselves when they're writing something, especially something like that. Oh, you put such a character, a protagonist into the story of the Bible, like Jesus. And post the value of what we know in church as God speaking to prophets, to his world that he has lost, and intend to save the sinners. And then, you know, put that sense of his son. He will give his son to die for our sins, to pay with his lifeblood. And then to write so many books about Jesus Christ and no place in a four gospel you can't find where the character Jesus in context is speaking and actually prove that he is the Christ that should come. There's no place in the Bible where you can get that. So you're going to say, well, you're not going to understand it because your mind is unnatural. No, your mind is natural. And the natural mind don't understand the things of God. That is upside down talking. Because there is nobody with any mind yet known in the world, as far as biology, science is concerned, your mind cannot be confused, because for you to be a natural mind, your mind cannot be natural unless, you know, you ever do a blood work. If you ever do a blood work and get it analyzed to see how your body is working, well, here is the thing. If anything is going wrong with your liver, your kidneys, and a whole bunch of other places in the body, you know, your blood work, when the figures come out, you better be eating good, because, you know, you may be near death and your blood is you're going to get a call from your doctor, because your blood work shows him something. If a cholesterol or whatever it is and stuff, you know, he's going to catch your cholesterol before it gets real bad and start giving you a stroke and stuff like that. What I'm trying to say to you is that we have got to know the blood work. The blood work inside of us tell us who we are. And if we do not live with the knowledge of it, we'll perish. You don't have the cognizance, you don't have the sanity to magnify different things that you must know the difference of this and that. Because that is what's going to keep you alive. If when you understand yourself, understand information. So you want to know. So is this book. It is telling us things that began in the past. You don't get in the Bible, because this book intended that people should know civilized knowledge, because civilized knowledge only come by the gods who came to earth. And if you don't read and know, how did these white people come and take over the world? If you don't read the history, you don't know. You have to stay with what you are taught. So if you don't decide to liberate yourself and start to read, to understand for yourself, you're going to fall under what the church tells. And there will be no other exit out. Your brain must not be unnatural. So it's my point. With the blood work, you have got to get a reading that your mind is functioning natural. So if you're a person like me who take your blood, you know, every quarter and have it ready and let you know what you need to adjust or something like that with your diet and stuff like that, you could get into serious trouble and you just get a bad stroke, a heart attack or something like that. So I am telling you that we must find out what is telling us reality from what is not. Right? So here we have it. In the beginning, this is verse 1. Not verse 1, this is chapter 1. Right, after I give you all the preliminaries and stuff like that. And it tells you, Genesis Revisited is a modern science catching up. Let me go back again. Is modern science catching up with ancient knowledge? This is telling you in the Zachariah Sitchin authorship. He's saying that today where we are, we shouldn't be asking a question like this. Is modern science catching up with ancient knowledge? No, what is the difference between ancient knowledge and modern science. You probably don't know the difference, because when you talk about is modern science, which means today AD and Adamani science. No, there are some science today that are good, but there are some science today that are totally wrong. Where you have sodomites into science now, because they have education and they can determine a lot of things in science, they are bending science to fit the Bible that they wrote. And they, if they are making an Adam and Eve in a garden that has no fact in it, they are making a Jesus that never exists. They're going all over the place, and where they do all kind of a killing of the African people, they are writing it like, you know, God is working wonders among those people. Now, do you expect modern science to be written by people who are conscientious? No. So when they refer to you as scholars, say, you think, what scholars are they talking about? You need to look at the context of who they are referring to as a scholar. Because these white people portray their sodomites of like they are the ones with the real knowledge. Modern sodomites, you know, that never existed. They want you and I to take what they say, like they are the first to tell you. And they fucking ask. And they're making a Jesus, they're making priests, they're making all kind of things for themselves. And say, this is a new world, harder. All right, so this book that I'm telling you about, you know, this book is not diving, okay? Because it takes me out of where I were not understanding anything at all. And that's what these so-called sodomite fucking ass white people, that's what they're about. You know, this is not the case where I'm not to take a broad brush and brush, you know, these sect of people, because they're not any good. They're not civilized. They're not in the world. It's a textbook. If they were, I wouldn't be saying this. Okay? And they want to make it seem like they are civilized and we are not. No, it's not going to happen. Okay? They fucking ass, they fucking penis, they fucking all kind of stuff, and they're out there working all kind of iniquity. They don't care anything about civilized sanity and modesty. They don't care. They're out there, they fuck jackass, they fuck anything them can catch. And they want us to be a part of it. Get out of here real quick. Because I'll tell you what. It's coming. It is coming. Nobody don't want white people here. And if you know how badly the gods want to get rid of them, you pay attention to what makes sense. So, this book is about revising, using proper Hebrews to interpret from Atra-Assis Sumerian text. It's all about prehistory. And prehistory is about the real science coming from the gods, and how you read about Enoch, who was taken up and taught science and brought back and taught his sons. The science that we have here today, none of it don't come from any place else but the gods. 250,000 years ago. These white people have brought themselves up since they started to talk and gain academic knowledge from us. Remember, they were not talking, I'll tell you, 100,000 years ago. None of these white people, Homo erectus, they are no longer around, because these the crossbreed generation take over a long time. They are who we are dealing with right now. Okay? And they have a whole bunch of things that they are using to cover that period of time so that we don't find out. Now, I may be the first person that you're hearing to talk about this, but it is not fables. It's not lie. It's raw, raw, raw history. You just need to know. Like I tell you, I wasn't reading the World History textbook and didn't know anything about a king overthrown in Europe. The first king that they kick out. Now, that's how I know that they couldn't kick him out, and Africa is right there. So I can see the handwriting on the wall. Until this day, Africa say nothing about what these people do. So what do you want me to do? Behave like I don't understand? I don't read into the action of what they do? I read into all of that. And I know these fucking white people, should I care about, calling them names and stuff like that? Of course not. The gods, they would grin their teeth at me if that's what I intend to do. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that because why should I respect them? And they are sitting in our king's seat and behaving like, oh, we have knowledge forevermore. And I'm finding them coming from nowhere but primates. That's where they're coming from in the official history. So I am trying to tell you some things about possibly you may get a sense of what to read and what is going to make you think positive and not negative. And you can rightly divide what is negative from positive. So there is the right knowledge of us in the where we call in the past BC or BCE. That's where civilization comes from, my friends, and the African people's creation. That's why you don't pay attention to these white people and their moon calendar. You don't do that because we have the entire civilized outfit of civilization and kingship and festivals and stuff like that. These folks are mimicking the establishment of the God. And it is all set out for us to, reel it out to them. And that's what they are going to get. Now, if they think that they are here forever, it's a lie. It is a lie. Because legally, that's where it's going to come out. What I'm telling you is going to come out in the court that them have. Because they don't have a legitimate courthouse. And that's what they're going to run up into. All that they are business that they are doing, all the military contracts and all those things, AD and Adamani is what they are using. And it's not founding upon nothing but hot gas. Okay? White people don't have a government and they manage to forge it to get it where it's at. And all it takes is somebody as simple as me to like knock it out and put them where they belong. Where they never dreamt, but so it is. It's a lot of things they never dream of. When they're writing the Bible, they don't think that it would come to naught. It would go against them. They never think that. Because when you write lie and you have evidence, making, what you are saying a lie, you don't have no hard time. Nobody's going to have hard time to convict you of lying because you contradict yourself in what you write. All right. So now, in the beginning, let's see what it talks about. The host of heaven. Okay. But it talks about, you probably might want to hear a little of what the forward, the person who wrote this forward. Maybe that's all the time I'll have. Listen to the forward that somebody wrote to Genesis Revisited. And remember, when you read about Genesis Revisited, you will find out that it's modern science people them write Genesis. You understand? And fix up the story that doesn't make any sense. And will eternally, when you believe it, your brain is really gone. Because a wrong belief takes you down into the wrong way of life, regardless of what it is. That's what will happen to you. It's your brain that's supposed to make you live and protect yourself. And when you're accepting false information, people will overcharge you. People will set up anything to destroy your life, right? So here is this forward, Enlightenment, BC versus AD. Now, the last decades of the 20th century have witnessed an upsurge of human knowledge that boggles the mind. our advances in every field of science and technology are no longer measured in centuries or even decades, but in years and even months, and they seem to surpass in attainments and scope anything that man has achieved in the past. So it is saying our advances in every field of science. Where did the science come from? Now, you have to really reach down in the vast reservoir of the width of your knowledge about in the beginning, okay? Because in the beginning of what? The beginning of human civilization. And you can't forget that you have to distinguish between the beginning when the first humans that evolved. You have to look at human beginning in that light and who were around. You see what I mean? So when this person writing the forward here, I can tell you since I start to read, learn a lot of things. So a person writing this forward have to be careful what they say, because if they're leaving out stuff that they should not, I'm going to find fault to say, no. You know, I mean, there are things that writing a forward need someone who understand the history itself of how science knowledge come about to begin with. And it did not come with hominid species 4 million or 3.5 million years ago. It did not. All right. So you say now, our advances, and he must credit where the things come from, why we advance. White people, for example, if they advance in anything, they advance after they interbreed and talk and get education. So if you're talking, you know, that we develop otherwise, then what you're talking about is nonsense. All right, so let's go on now. Listen, our advances in every field, and the field, who create those fields? It's the gods of science, in every field of science. It is them who provide it. The white people, them never know nothing about no science. And technology. White people never know about civility or no technology. It came by the gods, and it's when they can talk, they come to our learning institution. Our technology are no longer measured in centuries or even decades, in years and even months, and they seem to surpass in attainments and scope anything that man has achieved in the past. That don't make no sense. That doesn't make any sense. But I imagine, let's go on. This person may mean well in writing this, because it's most likely somebody who grew up in church and with the Bible. So unless you get a higher sense of history and a Bible that has correction all over it, because these people who say they have science nowadays, what they are writing is something that clearly is uncivilized stuff they're writing. And if you don't read and understand to that depth, you believe a lot of foolishness. Foolishness that must be corrected. All right. So it goes on now to say, the greatest things are done in the past. So, I mean, it's wrong to talk about now people are surpassing the achievement of the past. That's not true. 100% untrue and incorrect. Ages, because the knowledge of science come from in past time, in the past. It don't come from where we are here today. Everything come here and spread out over the world, and people are learning, you know, different things because of the knowledge that's, you know, started up like in Asia and stuff like that, and out in Africa and over the world. Okay, so, but what is possible that mankind has come out of the dark ages, of the Middle Ages? Those are not questions that anybody should be asking. This person writing this, they're probably Christian. You see what I mean? And doing, talking things that they think is, you know, is making sense. But I'm way, 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 way beyond all those kind of ideas. You know, and you got to go to the bottom to get the sense of civilization for you to, like, address what comes after. But you can't be putting the knowledge that comes first that people are using and giving them mark to be better than people who brought the knowledge. Or, say, mankind as a whole, what mankind has achieved. All right. Now, reached the age of enlightenment. So that means we never have enlightenment before? Reached the age of enlightenment. Experience an industrial revolution. Who get it? The gods bring it. The Bronze Age. That's what bring revolution. And extended the era of high-tech genetic engineering and space flight only to catch up with ancient knowledge. If you follow what this person is writing in the foreword, is what some people think. He is saying, you know, it's what some people think. And now he's going to say it is an irony for us to think that we start to acquire such knowledge now and we pass those of ancient time. So he's showing, say, no, that's not the case. He is saying everything that we have as church and all these kind of stuff that we are talking about and the knowledge that evolution and all, like those things are good things. But he's saying we couldn't do all those things only to catch up with ancient knowledge. For many generations, the Bible and its teachings have served as an anchor for the searching mankind. But modern science, which means sodomite white people science, appeared to have cast us all adrift. Yeah, we in the darkness instead. Especially in the confrontation between evolution and creation. All right. In this volume, it will be shown that the conflict is baseless because none of them know right. Right? You can't mix up human creation with the global creation. You can't, because mankind is just in this in a series of things that take place on Earth, right? First, human like was evolutionary product, right? And a development of them going on for a few million years. So you're going to find out now exactly what this book is all about. So now I am on track with what this author is saying. He says, in this volume, it will be shown that the conflict is baseless, that the book of Genesis and its sources reflect the highest level of scientific knowledge. Right? So it is telling you the Bible. What is baseless is that the Bible, the conflict is baseless between creation and evolution. It's baseless. And they are ignoring civilization instead. And he says that the book of Genesis and its sources, what they call prophet or whatever it is, reflect the highest level of scientific knowledge, right? That they call modern science. And that is knowledge. But he says, look, we ought to be considering what science really is, though. So by filling up the Bible with some references concerning science and stuff like that to fool people, the highest form of their knowledge, science knowledge, is baseless, because they are twisting intelligent science into foolishness or uncivilized thinking. And of course, that's why they burn up the books of Africans in the great library in Egypt, you know, and all that. So this writer knows and well studied the prehistory of the gods and everything like that, the real history. All right, so he's, you know, this is a good forward right here. So it goes on to say, it is impossible then that our civilization is discovering, listen this, it is impossible then that what our civilization, now I've been telling you before that civilization came on the planet at a certain time. So we can't call everybody civilized. And civilization only represents a set of people. Okay? and why there is no European in the World History textbook as a civilized group of people. It's not there. It means that they jump over the fence of their animalistic existence and bring themselves into civilization. Qualified for that. Because what they bring is a mixing of the blood that destroy the species of the sapien. This is the problem here. All right, go on. And I'm almost done. This forward, it's not long. So it says, it is impossible then that what our civilization is discovering today about planet Earth, about our corner of the universe, the heavens, is only a drama that can be called Genesis Revisited. Because where them are doing the Bible, them are deal with concepts that come from their ability to think about things because of their sexual hormones, that they are, I mean, seeing a man and a man having, you know, making out, you know, with his penis and an anus. And that's not nature. To make a world like that is to like totally annihilate everything on earth. Really. So it goes on. This guy who's writing this book, he's not a Christian either. He's not a Christian. He's just a scholar. You see, and it is possibly a so-called, what they call it, Jewish. You see, because, I mean, white people who say they're Jews, they're never Jews. They call themselves Jews, but they're nothing like that. And this guy may be, you know, a talking, you know, come from the talking serpent. Those who learn to talk after they defile our species. He's color, just a scholar, grow up at the right time. And he don't believe into a bunch of the quark stuff. He believe what he's reading in civilized view. Right? So now he's saying Genesis Revisited. Only a rediscovery of what had been known to a much earlier civilization on Earth and on another planet. You see, so civilization come from another planet, my friends. This is reason for you to, examine your conviction about how you understand things. Because civilization did not come from this earth by a spirit God in the Bible. The question is not one of mere scientific curiosity. It goes to the core of mankind's existence. Its origin and its destiny. It involves the Earth's future as a viable planet because it concerns events in Earth's past. It deals with where we are going because it reveals where we have come from. And the answers we shall see lead to inevitable conclusions that some consider too incredible to accept, and others too awesome to face. Too awesome to face. So some people think it is too incredible conclusions that some consider too incredible to accept, and others too awesome to face. Look, forward. No joke about that. This is a perfect forward. Now, since I'm somebody who grew up in church, I believe every zinc rust in church. It is not easy to get me to put down church and take up anything. It doesn't matter what it says. But guess what? If you're in the church and you're somebody who think reasonable and everything like that, and it's just that you don't pay certain things attention or like you don't become a word expert like me to know when something is right from, you know, like the word science process way. It is like me, you know, I was reasonable enough, but I wasn't reading at that depth and with that consciousness to realize anything. So it's not easy for me to leave the church. So my friends, we come to this point right now Whereas you have a mind. If somebody say, oh, well, look at this. Like I have some friends that get caught in being unable to defend their belief in what the Bible says on serious, serious issues. They just can't. A preacher and preachers get caught. They cannot agree with the correction of the Bible, but they can't explain the things what the Bible is saying to make sense. Now, it's a good thing I decided to read this forward, because I read it before a few years ago. And still have this book. This book has very, very serious issues in there that I need to refresh. And, you know, because some of these things, the first time I read it, is like, you know, it put me beyond the blue, right? And now when I go back and refresh, you know, I mean, this thing begin to dig, you know, into my system. And then, you know, make renewed sense to my attention now. Although I read it a long time, but it was not as if so effective as now. But it was effective, though, enough to really, like, carry me along, right? But I was too new. I wasn't doubted, but I was too new. Now, when I read it, having a whole bunch of, you know, more knowledge about, you know, the context of our history and the real world that we are in. Now, and I go back and read these kind of things, it's like, you know, I'm shook up again. But this time, it's refueling. I want to thank you. You know, the time is out now, and I don't know whether or not these people going to, I don't know if they're going to, if they are going to tape my chatter today, because they don't like what they're hearing. I am not in a position, I'm not on their side to help them, because they are not on any good terms with the African people. And those people who are going to church and stuff like that, those are people that they mock. They mock me when I was a child and growing up and still adult and don't know. But no, those mockeries, you know, I can laugh at it now, because now I do understand. But let me tell you something. You don't have no chance of getting by with me. You don't have no chance of getting by with me. And I'm telling you, there is no recall on this. White people don't business here. It doesn't matter who, what they think they is, and what the title, what they say they have. They cannot prove they have a right to be in America. White people don't have nothing to prove they have a right to be in America. Everything to condemn them and to convict them is right here. And that's what they're going to get continually until the gods do say, you know, the final words. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I am really in my place, okay? And I'm going to serve in my place. That these, you know, I mean, I need a new set of description for them white people there. But they feel like they are in their country now. You know, that's what they think. I know something completely different. And if they are sinking their mind down into fucking ass the way they do, man, and they have no remorse, you know, of going anywhere and fuck ass because they think they are the greatest. Well, you just not. What you're thinking to be the greatest is the least, you know, because a lot of wrath is hanging over their heads and they're behaving like they're all right. You see, and when they see a tornado and stuff like that, they're going like it's not anything. Oh, it kills so much and that's it. And they, you know, because a lot of them doing well, you know, and stuff like that. You have their bunkers, stuff like that, to go hide. But let me tell you something, my friends. It is written that they make their agreement with hell, and when they overflowing scourge come, Passover, it won't take them. But it says it's not going to happen like that. White people, run for cover. Okay? Go back where you come from. Leave the African world where you find it. You're not going to have no triumphant word on what you have done. You've killed too many of us. You killed too many of us. It's not so much the wealth that you steal, but it's that you actually kill people you're not supposed to kill at all, who never trouble you. And every single thing that white people exist as today, it is because African people exist. I'm done. And you have a great evening.